You don't expect to see 400 hogs in the middle of a city, but that's what's happening in the Phoenix metro area. There's a very good reason for the animals to be there. It may just be one of the best ways to help students learn skills for life. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside. Aloha, I'm Andrew McRae, inviting American Countryside listeners to join me on an agricultural adventure to the Hawaiian Islands, November 4th to the 13th. We'll visit the USS Arizona Memorial at Pearl Harbor, tour a Hawaiian lavender farm and Maui's beautiful agricultural upcountry, visit Monsanto, Hawaii, and attend an authentic Hawaiian luau featuring dinner and a show. All airfare, deluxe hotels, and more are included. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266.
Hi, this is Jennifer Coolidge. The American Heart Association says the disco song Stayin' Alive is the near-perfect beat for hands-only CPR. If you see a teen or adult collapse from cardiac arrest, you only need two steps to help save a life. Call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest to the beat of the song Stayin' Alive. Disco is back and it's saving lives. To learn more, go to heart.org/hands-only-CPR.
Nationally supported by the WellPoint Foundation.
When Taylor Bird began high school in Chandler, Arizona, what she found inhabiting the grounds was quite unexpected.
For me personally, it was a totally new experience because I grew up in Chandler. I've never been anywhere close to a farm. So when I went to my high school and saw that they had pigs there, it was just such a like, wow, this is so it was something new for me to try.
Not only did she try out a hog project through the Ag Education Program, she began helping others show hogs as well.
It's amazing to see how many people really do come to the Maricopa County Fair. There was over 400 swine being shown at the Maricopa County Fair. So it was really interesting to see how, even though a lot of those kids came from city backgrounds, that they were able to raise their livestock just as if they were out in the country.
Some may ask, why do 400 students find value in showing hogs in the middle of a sprawling city? Taylor says there's a good reason for that.
A lot of the students who do show swine, it teaches them a lot of responsibility. It teaches them persistence because they have to really go out and train their animal. So it kind of teaches some more life skills that aren't just about farming.
Taylor says few, if any, of the students, including herself, will go on to begin a large-scale hog production enterprise, although some are finding thriving businesses in the city, growing a few hogs at a time to sell direct to those interested in pork for their dinner plates. Regardless, her 4 years in the program have been valuable to her future.
It definitely was out of my element at first, but having a new experience taught me a lot.
It's perhaps an unusual place to find hogs, but a very important part of teaching life lessons at this school. Traveling the countryside in Chandler, Arizona, I'm Andrew McRae.